we discussed what the Kalei Bishlam. So we had all these different categories of what can be cooked. When we say can be cooked, means will get cooked in a, not is permitted to be, is therefore us or two, but what will be cooked in a Kli Rishon, just about everything. Potentially the exception of, right, Bisra Datura, Melach, right, unprocessed salt, that would not get cooked even in a Kli Rishon. Unless it's Al-Gabe Eish, of course, Kli Rishon Al-Gabe Eish cooks everything. Then we add Kli Sheni, and we said, what gets cooked in a Kli Sheni? Really, Medina to Gemara, almost nothing. Only, you know, Kalei Abishal, and the Gemara identifies salt of fish, and like certain things that are very, very easily cooked. But we had this discussion yesterday, what's the natural assumption? Do we naturally assume that everything that's not Kalei Abishal is... that everything that's not listed as Kalei Bishul, we naturally assume is just a regular food that will be cooked in a Kli Rishon but not in a Kli Sheni? Or do we assume that everything is Kalei Bishul unless we know for sure that it's not Kalei Bishul? Now, what do we know for sure is not Kalei Bishul? So obviously the things that won't even be cooked in a Kli Rishon are not Kalei Bishul. What else do we know for sure is not Kalei Bishul? Oil, good, and water, right? Those are things that the Gemara says explicitly you're allowed to cook in a Kli Sheni. So you know, if you're allowed to cook them in a Kli Sheni, that they are not Kalei Abishal. So that was our discussion from yesterday. Now, let's discuss the in-between. What happens in between Kli Rishon and Kli Sheni? Iroi Kli Rishon. So Iroi Kli Rishon is an interesting topic in the sense that, on the one hand, it's not exactly like a Kli Rishon. Why? Why is it not just Kli Rishon? But the walls aren't retaining the heat anymore, right? Meaning the heat is not, it loses the insulating effect of being inside the walls of the original Kli that it was cooked in. On the other hand, it's not quite like a Kli Sheni either. Why is it not like a Kli Sheni?
Because the new cold walls haven't...
Good, the new cold walls haven't yet affected it. It hasn't been cooled down by the walls of the second Kli that is being poured into. So in that stream in between, right, Kli Rishon and Kli Sheni is Iroi Kli Rishon. And this is a major discussion. So the discussion Tosis brings up, Tosis discusses on Daf Membeis and Membeis, right, what the status of Iroi is. So if you take a look at Tosis and Membeis and Membeis, so this is a Tosis we were supposed to do yesterday. So Tosis writes on that Mishnah, Volnosin Hu L'toch HaKa'ara, where we said that you're allowed to put oil into a not oil. You're allowed to put uncooked food onto a plate that has that's a Kli Sheni, which is not Mevashel, or L'toch HaTamchui. So Tosis says, Mehach Alekha L'meidak Ti Iroi K'Kli Sheni. You cannot be medayik from here that Iroi has the same din as a Kli Sheni. Midiktani lo yitin l'tocha tavlu. Because after all, what did the Mishnah say? That you have a pot of food, ha'ilfis v'agadera, that you took off of the fire, lo yitin l'tocha tavlu. You cannot put spices into that Kli Rishon. And then the very next line in the Mishnah, but you can put the spices in Kli Sheni. So it says also from that first line, I'm not allowed to put spices in a Kli Rishon. I might have been medayik. If I'm not allowed to do it in a Kli Rishon, it must be that I am allowed to Iroi Kli Rishon. Because if you want to tell me, if Iroi were just as chamor as a Kli Rishon, then the Mishnah should have said the greater Chiddush, that you're not even allowed to do Iroi Kli Rishon. So, Mikan, Mehacha rather, Lekha Lemedach, the Iroi Kli Sheni, Midiktani lo yitin l'tocha tavlin, v'loash mi'in rabusa afilu shlo ya'ara ala kara shetavlin betocha. Because after all, it didn't tell me the greater chiddush that you can't even do Iroi Kli Rishon. Da'adraba. Because as much as you're going to make that diuk, dok mi seifa. You can make the opposite diuk from the seifa. Dikatani, because the seifa goes on, se'avul nosimu l'tocha kara, that you could put spices in a kli sheni. V'loketani ma'ara ala kara shetavlin betocha. And it doesn't say you could do Iroi onto the spices. So Rabbeinu Shmuel, so far, nothing. What's the din of Iroi? I have no raya from the Mishnah. The Mishnah, you could be medayik from the Reish of the Mishnah one way, from the Sefer of the Mishnah the other way, nothing. So what's the halacha? Rabbeinu Shmuel may be raya di Iroi kikli sheni. Based on the principle in Yaradeya called Tasa'a Gavar. What's the principle called Tasa'a Gavar? What does that mean?
Bottom
one. Right, the bottom one overpowers the top one. When you have something cold poured into something onto something hot, or something hot poured into something cold, we assume that the bottom one is the determinant of whether it's considered hot or cold. So Tasa'a Gavar tells you that the thing it's being poured into determines everything. And therefore, maybe Iroi has a din of Klisheni. Uluri Nira, Di Iroi Kekli Rishon. And the Riyah is a Raya from a Gemara in Zvachim that Iroi is like Kli Rishon. So says Tosos, how many opinions? There are two opinions. Either Iroi is Kli Rishon, Iroi is Kli Sheni, two possibilities. Machlokes Rabbeinu Shmuel and the Ri. Comes along, Tosos, about 10-15 lines later. Vinira, I think, says Tosos, the Iroi, Lavi Kli Rishon, Velo Kli Sheni, Ela Mevashel Kedei Klipa. It's not a Kli Rishon that's actually Mevashel. It's not a klisheni that's not mevashel. It's somewhere in between, which makes a lot of sense that it would be somewhere in between, right? It's mevashel ekidei klipa. It's mevashel only the outermost surface. Takaimelon kashmuel damar tasa gavre detani kavasei beketzat zolden umikal makom mevashel kedei klipa damar hasam tani kavasei dishmuel cham l'toch tzonin l'tzonin l'toch tzonin madiach upar cham l'toch tzonin ademekel lebala ele ima cham l'toch tzonin koleif. What's that talking about? The Gemara says if you pour something hot onto something cold, so the rule of Tasa Gavra should tell you what? That are there plios when you pour something hot onto something cold? The rule of Tasa Gavra tells you?
Whatever gets poured in becomes whatever.
And if therefore pouring something hot onto something cold, there's no plio, right? There's no plio, it would cool it off. And therefore there's no transference of taste or anything like that. And yet, says the Gemara Chulin, colon. What, let's say you poured hot milk onto a cold steak, right? That's the case. You're pouring hot milk onto a cold steak. So once you rinse the milk off of the steak, kolef, take off the uppermost surface of the steak. Why? Why do I have to take off the uppermost surface of the steak? There's no blios. Ah, because it's mvashel kedei klipa. Right? That's his raya. What you see what Tosfos is doing over here, throughout Tosfos, is he's linking Halachos of Kashrus of Yeridea of Nesinas Tam with Bishul. Did we discuss this at all? The connections over there? Yeah. So you see that Tosfos is making that connection. That there has to be a link, and that if Tasa Gavar is a din in Hilchos Kashrus, Tasa Gavar is also a din in Hilchos Bishul, and if Kedei Klipa is a din in Hilchos Kashrus, then Kedei Klipa is a din in Hilchos Bishul as well. So that's what Tosfos quotes two opinions, arrives at the compromise that it's Mevashel Kedei Klipa, but it's not a compromise in the sense that Tosfos says, oh, there are two opinions, so we'll just go in between, because that is not that's not how we do compromise in Halacha. Right, we never do that. We never just go in between. Because if you just go in between, you are satisfying nobody. You're satisfying no opinions, and that's not how we do it. It's actually a third opinion that makes sense in its own right. Meaning it's a third opinion that is logically defendable and makes sense. And it has a source. It has a source in the Gemara relating to Nesinas Tam. So that's how we, you know, there's a principle in halacha called halacha kedivrei hamachria. You familiar with that principle? If you have a machlokas, one person says this way, another person says the other way, and then a third person says, in situation A, we paskin like that opinion, in situation B, we paskin like that opinion. So we always paskin like the machria, like that third guy that says, in this case, we paskin like that, in that case, we paskin like that. He's not satisfying nobody. He's saying that they're both right, just in different circumstances. Right, it has to be something that logically makes sense. We never just there's only one halacha where we just do something in between, and that's nobody's opinion. What's that? Mezuzah. It's the only one. Right? There are two opinions. Mezuzah lies like this, or mezuzah lies like this, and we do it like this. That's the only one. It's strange that we do that by mezuzah. Okay, so the famous part they say, because in a house you have to know it's all about compromise or whatever. First of all, that's not the kind of compromise that's about in a house. Because if the compromise in your house makes nobody happy, then you're probably not doing compromise right. So that would probably satisfy neither shita. But so that's a kasha. Why by mezuzah we have it like that? But in halacha we never have it like that, and that's not what's going on here either. In the Rambam in Perek Chavetz of Hilchos Shabbos Halacha Vav, the Rambam writes: Im yitzok mikedeira l'ka'ara, mutul itein l'tochatavu. The Rambam says you could put tavlin in a klisheni. You could put tavlin in a klisheni. So Magen Mishnah right away says a deal. If the Rambam says you could put tavlin in a klisheni, what is the old Rabbi Rui? But you can't. Rabbi Rui is also on tavlin, right? That's so the Magen Mishnah is medayik. The Ramah in Yoredeya paskins that if it's nifsak hakiluach, that there's a difference between what's called iroi shenifsak hakiluach and iroi shelo nifsak hakiluach. What does nifsak hakiluach mean? Yeah, the stream is broken. You ever like pour something from way up top, and then like you pull your hand back a little bit, so like the water's still like on its way down, but it's not a steady stream straight from the kli, right? You do it in spurts, right? So if the stream is broken, it's not a direct stream back to the original Kli Rishon, the Ramah paskins in Yoredeya, that it won't be Mevashel, that it won't be Mavliya, which is very Nogea Lemaisa, by the way, because there's a big discussion when it comes to kashrus of dishwashers, that it could be that the hot water that spritzed around the dishwasher is Iroi Shenifsa Kakiluach, which would be a huge Tzad Lekula to allow using the same dishwasher for Milch HaGefleshik, or to allow kashering a dishwasher because maybe it doesn't even need kashering, right? Meaning if there's no tam that went from the non-kosher food, so it's a huge tzad l'kula. We're not going to get into right now what the halacha actually is and what you should do, but it's a huge tzad l'kula, that idea of nifsak hakiluach. We're not going to get so into nifsak hakiluach now because it almost never happens. Meaning in the case of the Hilchos Shabbos, we're talking about iroi, what are we generally talking about? You take a kettle and you pour it in, or you straight from the urn, water straight from the urn, where it's just direct iroi from the Kli Rishon. From the Kli Rishon al gabei ha'esh. Right? By the urn, it's the most serious type of Kli Rishon. You should realize that an urn, in a certain sense, is more chamor than a kettle. You take a kettle off of the blech, it's not al gabei ha'esh anymore. By an urn, it's al gabei ha'esh. Why is it al gabei ha'esh? The coils are hot, so it's still being cooked in an urn. Okay. So Iroi Kli Rishon we paskin is mevashel kedei klipa. Where does that say in Shulchan Aruch? Right, Shulchan Aruch says. Where is it? Yeah, Sif Yud. Asulitein tavlin baka'ara, ula'ara salayim mikli rishon. You're not allowed to put tavlin, according to the exact lashon of the Rambam, you're not allowed to put tavlin in a plate and pour on it from, I'm sorry, not the lashon of the Rambam, you're not allowed to put tavlin on a plate and pour on it from a kli rishon. Says the Mishnah Berurah, Sifkat Nayin Dalit, da'af de tavlin ein mispashal b'kli sheni. Even though tavlin won't get cooked in a klisheni, mikolakol me'eri in a kli rishon, taimulan du mevashel kadei klipa. But pouring from a kli rishon will be mevashel kadei klipa. Va'afilu b'diyevet aser im eira lahedya aleya and shlo nifsak hakiluach. And even b'diyevet it's going to be aser. Even b'diyevet it's going to be aser. If you poured it directly in a way that's lo nifsak hakiluach. If it's nifsak hakiluach, it won't be asur b'diavad. But b'diavad would be asur if you poured it in direct stream. Did iroi kli rishon. So, if tea is tavlin, what would the halacha be? You can't do iroi kli rishon, but you can do klisheni. Right? If tea is tavlin, that's what it would seem. Right? That's what we paskin. What about a davar lach? What about something moist? Does a liquid? Does liquid also get cooked in a klisheni? So this is the Gemara Membeis seems to assume that Iroi, I'm sorry, in an Iroi Kli Rishon, so the Gemara Membeis seems to assume that Iroi will not cook a Kedei Klipa of a Davar Lach. Why would that be the case? So if you look in Shulchan Aruch, Siman Shin Yud Ches, Si'if Yud Beis, let's just take a quick look at Shulchan Aruch for a second, Si'if Yud Beis, Mecham Shapina Mimenu Mayim Chamin, Mutter litein letocho mayim tzonein kedei lahavshira. Let's say you have a kli with hot water. You're allowed to cool down that hot water by pouring a lot of cold water into it. Umutr lotzuk mayim chamin litoch mayim tzonein. O tzonein litoch chamin. You're allowed to pour hot water into cold water. What does it sound like? Hot water from a kli rishon into cold water. Or cold water into hot water. Vush lo yibi kli rishon neshem ischam min harbe. Ooh. But you can't pour cold water into hot water in a kli rishon because it will get very hot. And then the Rama says that it could be mutter even in a kli rishon if it's such a mix that the whole result would be less than yad soled this book. Yeah. Yeah, so Iroi Kli Rishon, it sounds like, is not going to be Mevashel, because you're allowed to pour hot water into cold water. Yeah.
Is that based on Ritzius that there's no Klipa by liquid?
Ah, so what's this based on? So if you look in Tosos and Mem Beis Amud Aleph, in Dibur HaMaschil Nosein, there are two Dibur HaMaschil Noseins, the first Dibur HaMaschil Nosein, it sounds like Tosos is assuming that it doesn't provide a stable surface and therefore the Kedei Klipa won't get cooked. See, the way Kedei Klipa cooks is because the Kedei Klipa stays there. And as things are pouring, as the hot water is pouring onto it, the Kedei Klipa is stable and receiving the hot water and getting cooked. But what happens when you pour it onto liquid? It just disperses and redistributes. So it doesn't sit there to get cooked by the Kedei Klipa. So that's the assumption. Now, there are two shitos rishonim about pouring from a kli rishon onto a liquid. The Rashba and the Ran, if you look in Bir Halacha over there in Sif Yud Beis, quotes from the Rashba and the Ran, that even if the liquid becomes yatzoledes, it would not be a violation of Bishul. Whereas Tosvos, on Mem Beis Amin Aleph, in Dibur HaMaschil Nosein, and Mishnah Berurah also quotes this, is that if it reaches yatzoledes, it would be Bishul. So, Iroi Kli Rishon, in a way, where you're heating up the water that it's going to be so hot that it's going to be yatzoledes, could be a problem of Bishul. It's Machlokas Rishonim, whether that's going to be a problem of Bishul. Why is this relevant? Remember we had the Shaila about the little droplets in the cup that Moshe spoke about? Right? Let's say it wasn't previously cooked. You know, we spoke about getting your second cup of coffee. So the little droplets were previously cooked, so we're mitzdarif. Oh, ein bishalach har bishal, really make her adin bedavar, even bedavar lach, and you're not having any kavana for it, and this and that, right? Let's say you weren't getting your second cup of coffee. You took your coffee cup, and I don't know, you thought you saw some dirt in there, so you just rinsed it off in cold water. And you didn't dry it out. You just rinsed off your coffee cup in cold water. Can you now pour straight from the urine into that coffee cup? Why, what are you doing? You're doing Iroi Kli Rishon onto these drops that were never cooked. You just rinsed off in cold water. It was cold drops of water. So what are you doing? You're cooking those cold drops of water. You now no longer have the main heter that Rav Moshe had, which was Ein Bishul Achar Bishul. So what's the halacha? This is the machlokes Rishon. According to the Rashba and the Ran, mutter. Iroi is not mevasha liquids. It's going to be yatzalad, it's going to be piping hot. Doesn't matter. Iroi is not mevasha liquids. According to Tosfos, Aser, Iroi is Mevasha liquids. Now you still have that it's a Davar Sheinu Miskaven and that, it's not giving you any Ana, you know, things like that. But that probably alone would not have been enough for Rav Moshe to be Mekel. Now Rabbi Willig discusses this issue of liquids in the Klisheni. Well, liquids in a cliche, so that's...
How do we possibly do that?
Probably better to dry it out. So we will discuss this issue of Iroi, and he points out that there is a Trumas Hadeshen that the Ramah quotes. Ramah quotes Trumas Hadeshen all the time. By the way, in Hilchos Kashrus, the Rama also paskins Kedei Klipa, right? That Iroi is Mevashel Kedei Klipa. So the Shmir Shabbos Kilchasa says, if Iroi is only Mevashel Kedei Klipa, let's say you want to warm a baby's bottle. God willing, you'll get there, you know, to the point where this is like your responsibility. Like you go into the fridge and there's a bottle prepared in the fridge, but the baby can't have a cold bottle. You it won't take it. It needs to be warmed up a little bit. So what's the best way to do that on Shabbos? How do you warm up? You can't just pour water into it because that just waters it down. And the baby needs as is. Right? So how do you warm up the baby's bottle? So the one way to do it is take the, you know, the washing cup, let's say. Put the baby's bottle inside the washing cup. Put it under the urn. And just pour boiling water from the urn over the outside surface of the bottle, and then let it sit there until it gets warm enough. Right? So is that mutter? Now, let's take the following case. You pour boiling hot water into the washing cup, then you stick the baby's bottle into the washing cup. Is that mutter? Why is that mutter? That's klisheni, right? And the baby's bottle is milk. Is milk mutter in a klisheni? What do we know is for sure mutter in a klisheni? Oil and water. So does that just mean liquids are mutter in a klisheni? Or is it dafka oil and water? The milk is pasteurized. Formula, it's not milk. Mother's milk. Okay, let's say something that's not was not cooked. What? You're not heating it to yad soled dispo. Right, but you can't put something in a klisheni if it could get to yad soled dispo. That's a good question. Right? Could it? Probably not. That's probably true. Yeah. So that's machlokas rishonim, and we paskin that liquids based on oil and water do not become cooked in a klisheni. So machlokas rishonim, Rabbi Willer quotes this this issue, liquids in a klisheni. The Shmir Shabbos Kilchasa thinks that uncooked liquids cannot be put in a klisheni. Water and oil are exceptions. The Shulchan Aruch HaRav thinks water and oil are examples, and every liquid can be put in a klisheni. So the Shmir Shabbos Kilchasa says that the source that oil, you know, he points out that the source of the din that you can put oil in a klisheni is exactly in the case where it's in a bottle, where it's in another bottle. He's not certain that the same would apply if you were pouring the oil directly in the klisheni. That it doesn't say in the Gemara. But in our case, where you have a bottle with simutter, okay, but what about if you put the baby bottle in the washing cup first, and then you pour hot water from the urn over the baby bottle? So then what? Would that be mutter? Iriz mevashel kedei klipa. What's the klipa of the baby bottle? What's the animal's klipa? The bottle itself. Is the bottle itself getting cooked? No, it's not melted. Because a non-food is only cooked if it changes form. It's not. So the bottle itself is not being mevushal. So therefore, l'chora, it would be mutter. And that's what the poskim say. That's what the poskim say. That you're even allowed to pour directly. So that's what the Shmir Shabbos Kilchasa says. That you're even allowed to pour directly from the urn over the baby bottle. Yeah.
Isn't the Shmir Shabbos Kilchasa, is it no longer obvious that oil is
vaday not kalei abishal? So
because he's saying that the case in Gemara was.
Meaning. Right. It might create a new category of kalei abishal, like something in between. That it wouldn't be cooked in a klisheni if it's in a container, but would be cooked in a klisheni not in a container. Which is a little surprising. You would think it has to fit one of the known categories. Yeah. Now, next thing relating to kli rishon klisheni, right? So we just did iroi. Next, a ladle, a kaf. What we call in halacha, a kaf. Why should it be its own topic? Meaning, why is it a discussion whether a ladle is?
Do you want to put anything in the soup if the ladle is now making the bowl a klishlishi?
Does the ladle become the klisheni, which therefore makes the bowl a klishlishi, or is the ladle also a kli rishon? Why would the ladle be a kli rishon? You don't cook in the ladle.
The ladle is metal, but we say it's just an extension.
First of all, does it make a difference if it's metal or not? Yeah. Metal is a very good conductor of heat. There are plastic ladles that aren't as good of a conductor. What?
Just kind of, you know, it's just kind of like a direct
it's only meant to transfer from one to the other. So why would it be called? Why would anyone think it's called the Kli Rishon? Well, you stick it into a Kli Rishon, so it sits in the Kli Rishon. So maybe for that reason, it has a din of a Kli Rishon. So on the one hand, it's immersed in a Kli Rishon. On the other hand, it is a Kli Sheni. So, you know, and there's room to be mechalik over here. Definitely room to be mechalik. The question is in which direction to properly be mechalik like this: whether the ladle is stuck into the pot while the pot's on the fire, versus while the pot's not on the fire. Why?
I was going to suggest something else that, you know, a good raya to say that would be the Kli Rishon is just because if you have a spoon that you're putting in your soup, you know, let's say your bowl itself is the Kli Rishon, your spoon's not becoming a Kli Rishon.
That's the same issue. Maybe it is. But why would I suggest that there's a difference between a ladle that's stuck into a soup pot that's still on the fire and a soup pot that's not on the fire? Ah, very good. Meaning if you dip it in and the soup is on the fire, it's actually cooking the soup while it's in the ladle. So it becomes, therefore, I would think that should be l'kulei alma, becomes a Kli Rishon. Now, that is apparently not widely accepted that is l'kulei alma Kli Rishon, but it would seem logical that that would be a Kli Rishon. Because it's cooking inside the ladle. The soup is, the food is actually cooking inside the ladle. Right, so they don't make these distinctions until the generations of Achronim, when they try to figure out how hot a ladle has to get to take away its cliché-y status. So they say, oh, maybe if it gets hot enough that steam rises from the ladle, maybe that would take away its cliché-y status and make it a Kli Rishon. And that is more likely to happen on a metal one than on a plastic one. But I'm just talking on the very basic level. Let's assume that it doesn't make a difference what it's made out of. Is it a Kli Rishon or a cliché-y? Oh, so that may be a separate issue, right? Maybe Hagasa, the Kolba, whatever. Okay, yeah.
Even though you're sticking it in the pot while it's on the fire, and it's actually cooking in the spoon, it's not going to be there for so long.
So it may depend how long the ladle is there. Okay, all of this is worth discussing. So there is a Taz in Yoredeya, Simon Sadi Beis of Katan Lamed. Yerodeh Simen Sadi Beis of Galanim. Yerodeh Simen Sadi Beis is Hilchos Basu B'Chalav. So we're not, it's not Hilchos Shabbos, right? The Taz writes, Kosov B'Maharil Hilchos Pesach V'Zel L'Shonri. Quotes Maharil. V'amagil Al Yidei Irui Sheshofech HaRotchin Ala Kli L'Hagilo. If you kasher a Kli by pouring boiling water over a Kli, Yizayr Sheyishboch HaMayim HaRotchin Dafka Min HaKli Shebish Lubo. Make sure when you kasher with Irui that you pour directly from the pot that it was cooked in. V'hu anikra Kli Rishon. That's called Kli Rishon. But here's what you don't do. V'lo yishov min ha-kli shebo ha-rotchen b'kli acher v'laros mimenu lahagil. Don't use another Kli to dip into the Kli Rishon to take that water out to then do agala. Meaning you have this giant pot, you're kashering for Pesach. And you want to kasher your countertop, so you got to pour out of a Kli Rishon to kasher your countertop. So you have this giant pot of hot water on your stovetop. Don't take it and say, well, wait a second, to actually pick up this whole pot and like pour it on my countertop, it's going to be really, really hard. It won't be so much easier if I just take a ladle, I stick it into the pot of boiling water, and I run it across the counter that way, and I'll keep dipping it in and running it across the counter. Says the Taz, you cannot do that. De Kli Shashoyi V'mohu Kli Sheni. Because it's a Kli Sheni, and therefore it's not considered Irui. Terem Shemagilan Achenim Shoes Akli Sheshovim Otoch Akli Shemevashin Ba'arotchin Uba'or Hu Sham Malin Amayim Retichos Shaper Miskri Gam Hu Kli Rishon. But says the Taz, if you leave the ladle in long enough that while the ladle is in, it bubbles again, then it's a Kli Rishon, and then that would actually work. So it seems like the default position when the ladle is just stuck in to scoop something out, that's a Kli Sheni, according to the Taz. But if you leave it in for long enough, it can become a Kli Rishon. Mishnah Brura, Sivkat and Pei Zayin over here. Right? Doesn't sound that way. Sounds like it was on the fire.
So then, wasn't it bubbling in the fire? first place?
That it sounds like when you stuck the ladle in, it stopped bubbling. If you left it in long enough to rebubble, then it would be a kli rishon. Says the Mishnah Berurah Sukkot and Pei Zayin, kli sheni mikri she'eru min kli rishon sheretichu acham betochel letoch kli zeh. A kli sheni is when you pour out of a kli rishon into this kli. Umot rafilu me'atzalad esbal. Avalim show it, but if you draw it out b'kli reikon with an empty kli mitoch kli rishon, from inside a kli rishon, yesh omrim didino ki kli rishon. Then it has the din of a kli rishon. He says, and especially if you leave it in long enough to be mala v'sicha, then it's for sure called the kli rishon. Why does he say the especially? What's the especially? Even if you hold like the taz, and it's a kli sheni, even the taz would be mo that if you leave it in long enough, it becomes a kli rishon. So that is the discussion. The Mishnah Berurah in Sukkot Memhei uses this as a sniff lekula, right? When he talks about challah and soup, right? If you look in Sukkot Memhei in Mishnah Berurah, right? So what does Mishnah Berurah say? In Sukkot Memhei, so Mishnah Berurah writes, "V'nagli zaher," right? This is going on the Ramah that says you should lechachila not put your bread even in a kli sheni, that's yatzal edesbo, don't put bread in your soup. So he says, pir shein osam lechem b'marak shel ha-cholent b'karashi kli sheni. I guess they used to be more into dipping bread in cholent than they were into soup. Okay, teach their own, but the point is the same. V'kol shkei sheizar shlo la'aros alei mekli rishon. Certainly don't pour from a kli rishon onto your bread. V'osam shechotchum ha-betzalim v'nosam l'tach ha-marak b'ka'ara. And those who have the minag that they cut up onions and they put it into the soup, they should not do it until it's below yatzaledes. Even by bread which has been baked before, we're careful not to put into a kli sheni. Kal v'chomer, something that's never been cooked before, like raw onions. Because everything might be kalei abishul. The kolish keli fi mashenagim liten abetzalim atoch hatavshul shu davar gush bevada yesh lizar bezeh. And especially if the tavshul is a davar gush, we should be careful because some hold that a davar gush, we'll get to that in a moment, has din of a kli rishon no matter what. Va'afilu m'namtin atchia marik shabakara eini yatzaled espo. And even if you wait till the soup or the cholent is below yatzaled espo, still don't pour it on betzalim that remain in the kara, okay? Because here is mvashal kdei klipa. One second. V'chei mashenog in eza anoshim. That which some people have a minag. He says eza anoshim like, you know, it's a derogatory term. You know, there are these guys. Kisha osim chamin me ragle behema. They make a hot dish from animal feet. Yeah? Which is made with?
Cow
feet. Okay. It used to be that in grocery stores, they would say, in butcher shops, they would sell chicken feet. And there are, you all probably have a great-grandmother or had a great-grandmother who swore that you cannot make good chicken soup without chicken feet. It is no longer popular. So, but they used to sell it. I remember when I first went to see Shechita of Chickens, I saw that at the end of the day, once everything was all processed, there was a lady whose job was to just take the feet on the assembly line. The last thing that was left were the feet of the chicken. And her job was to take the feet of the chicken and put it into a giant bucket. And then they would package them and sell the chicken feet. And I remember looking at that lady thinking, if I ever complain about my job, that's her job every single day. That she just sits there taking chicken feet, severed chicken feet, off of the assembly line to drop it in a bucket. Man. So, what people do to pay the bills, you know? So I asked them, like, what happens to those chicken feet? They said, oh, we sell those. Who the heck buys chicken feet? There are people that swear you can't make chicken soup without chicken feet. Okay, so they use animal feet to make a food. Lachto chatichas pas bekli. They pour the foot soup over the bread from a kli rishon. Lo yafa hemosin, it's bad. Da'afilim lo yitin apas b'tchila ad she'yara marak tchila b'kli k'day she'yasa kli she'ni. Even if it's a kli she'ni, lo kos Rama d'yesh nizar b'zad. The Rama says we have to be careful. Elim rotzel yitin pas, if you want to put the bread in, yam t'nat shalo yatzoledes marak. Wait till the soup is below yatzoledes. Oh, and here it is. Shalakol ha'pachos yishav b'kaf mina k'dayra. At least serve your foot soup, cha, I guess the foot soup wouldn't have sold as well, with a ladle. At least do it with a ladle. Why? Because then at least it's possibly klishlishi. Right? Yishav b'kaf mina k'dayra yishav b'kaf mina klishlishi. Okay, so that's what the Mishnah Berurah tells us to do. That at least try to use the kaf. At least it's a tzad that a kaf is a kli shlishi. Good? Yeah? But there's fire that's happening at that moment. I hear what you're saying. I thought about that also. But I thought the fact that there's... how close does the fire have to be to the food for it to say that the food is being cooked by the fire? You know, I don't know. I don't know if there's a shear on the dove. You'd see? It doesn't matter how big the ladle is. Because it will retain heat. I don't know if we have such a problem. Yeah, just one would be Irei Kli Rishon, the other one would be Kli Sheni.
Wouldn't that be a big difference?
Well, the Ramah says we should be careful even about Kli Sheni. So the Mishnah Berurah is saying, yeah, but it's even worse if it's Irei Kli Rishon. Right? So, yeah? Even if it got below Yasa, yeah, why would you be machmir about that? I'm not sure. Why would you be machmir if it's below Yasa levels?
Earlier in summer learned that if the caterers use a hot bowl, it's going to have some pollution. So if the ladle is hot, it gets hot enough.
From the previous. Right? The last time you dipped it in, it got hot already. So now you're re-dipping it.
Even when it's sitting in there, it's still getting hot, which
meaning, right. Meaning part of what makes something a cliche is that the walls of the cli cool it down. Right? But if the you have a ladle sitting in there, right, there's another point. Let's say you mix the ladle around a little bit, you move it a little bit. The soup that was in the ladle when you put it in there, that it got cooled down from the klisheni, is not the soup that you're drawing out. That soup never got cooled down from klisheni. Right? And the ladle itself was already hot by the time it got that soup. So if you're going to be machmir about preheated bowls, then you should for sure be machmir about a ladle. I hear that. Right? If you're going to be machmir about preheated bowls, then you should for sure be machmir about a ladle. So this is the issue of kaf. What about iroi kli sheni? So the Magen Avraham in Simtav Mem Zayin Si'if Tes, Si'if Katan Tes, says iroi kli sheni doesn't do anything. It says v'nirli dim nishpach mi kli sheni al tzonin ein lahachmir klal u'mikol shkein she'ein lahachmir b'teller, whatever that is. So and notice he doesn't make any distinction between kalei abishal and not kalei abishal. Irei Kli Sheni just doesn't cook. Irei Kli Sheni is, whereas Irei Kli Rishon is somewhere between Kli Rishon and Kli Sheni, is Mevashel Kedei Kli B'Lalacha. Irei Kli Sheni is assuming he has a din of Kli Shlishi. Once it's no longer Kli Sheni, it won't even cook things that are Kalei Abishal. It doesn't seem that way. Meaning that whole din of Kedei Kli is only by Irei Kli Rishon. That's what it seems. Tosus and Daf Lamites Amral, within Shitas Rabbeinu Tam, says that you're not allowed to pour from a Kli Sheni onto Kalei Abishal. And Mishnah Berurah and Sifkat and Lamed Hei seems to hold that. If you look in Sifkat and Lamed Hei, what does the Mishnah Berurah say? Madich and Oso, Behaimu Shema'ara Alav Mikli Sheni, The mikli rishon asul arusulav. The iroi kli rishon umvashel kdei kli v'kumash kasev sivyut. Vuadin d'shari laros mikli rishon al gabe davar lach tsonein. Davlek hadacha be'alma. Wait, so what did the Mishnah say? That this was going on the line in the Shulchan Aruch where we said that you're allowed to rinse off Avon Madich Masa B'chamin B'Shabbos Chutz Min Amliach Yash Min Adak Shur Kehuz HaSpanis. Right, if it's not Kalei Abishal, you're allowed to pour from a Kli Sheni. But if, right, that's what the Mishnah was saying. But if it is Kalei Abishal, you're not even allowed to pour from a Kli Sheni. Yeah, you're not even allowed to pour from klisheni if it's kalei abishal. So that's the machlokas. Now this machlokas is a very critical machlokas. Does iroi klisheni do anything to kalei abishal? Why is this critical machlokas? Let's go back to tea making. Let's assume that tea leaves are kalei abishal. Right? If you assume that tea leaves are kalei abishal, can you do iroi klisheni onto tea leaves? Right. So you can't do klisheni, but can you do iroi klisheni? So if you hold like the Magen Avraham, yeah, your klisheni is like klishlishi, that's fine. Right? But if you hold like the Mishnah Brura, then it's not okay. What about klishlishi itself? I kept on saying, yeah, it's like klishlishi and therefore it's fine. Who says klishlishi is fine? So what does the Gemara say about klishlishi? Trick question. The Gemara doesn't talk about klishlishi. Right? It never comes up in the Gemara. Okay. It never comes up in the Gemara. There is no discussion of klishlishi. Meaning, what are the possibilities? The most logical possibility is, look, if Kli Sheni is even only Mevashal Kalei Abishal, but it's not Mevashal most things, then Kli Shlishi can't be Mevashal anything, right? What's the other possibility? If Kalei Abishal are so easily cooked, they could even be cooked when nothing else can get cooked, so they get cooked in a Kli Sheni, then they could get cooked in a Kli Shlishi, Revi'i, Chamishi, it doesn't make a difference. Right? It's Kalei Abishal. It's very easily cooked. Prima Gadim in Simon Shin Yerches in Eshel Avram Sivkat Lamed Hay writes, "Vim Yesh Lachalik Ben Klisheni LeKlishlishi Ayin Beis Yosef." Says you can look in the Beis Yosef, but Ubach Kosav, the Bach holds the Ein Lachalik Afilu Kli Revi KeKlisheni Chashuv. That even a Kli Revi has the din of Klisheni, and therefore has the ability to cook Kalei Abishal. However, he points out the Magen Avraham says that Iroi Kli Sheni has a din of Kli Shlishi. Why does that matter that Iroi Kli Sheni has a din of Kli Shlishi if Kli Shlishi is the same thing as Kli Sheni? Obviously, it's different. Obviously, the Magen Avraham holds that Iroi Kli Sheni has a din of Kli Shlishi and Kli Shlishi is not the same as Kli Sheni. So Primogadim in the end is makel on bread in a Kli Shlishi. Even though the Shulchan Aruch says don't do bread in a Kli Sheni, Primogadim says it's machlok, it's how to treat a Kli Shlishi. I'm willing to be makel on bread in a Kli Shlishi. Why? Why dafka bread in a Kli Shlishi? Yeah, you have another sniff lahakil. Maybe ein bishalach harafiyah. So even though the Primogadim thinks we should be machmir that a Kli Shlishi has it in like Kli Sheni, but if there's another tzad lekula, if there's any other tzad lekula, then he could be makel. Mishnah Brura in Simchat Namates, when he has that long discussion about making tea, seems to assume like the Bach that Kli Sheni, Kli Shlishi are the same. What does Rav Moshe assume? Right? We have that. Where's that tshuva from Rav Moshe about tea? What page is that on? Anyone have it? Page 30? Yeah, 30. Yeah. Right, that's one of Ramosha's tshuvas about it. Yeah, we'll take that one. Says Ramosha, Val coffee, Eino mevushal, V'chein koko, She'ein ha'chalim, V'urak le'tavlin, L'chorein vade b'kal stam tavlin. V'im kein v'furish ma'asnisa, She'b'kli she'ni enem esmashem, Mutal li'ten l'chadchila. He says, when it comes to coffee and cocoa, it's tavlin. It's for sure. It's the definition of tavlin, and therefore you can put it in a klisheni. And he says, and I think tea should really be the same. Although I could hear that you'd be mechalek with tea, and you would say that maybe tea is maybe not a tavlin. I understand you might want to say that. And at the end, he writes over there, Ulamaisa, Tzorech al klapanim lachmir b'kli sheni, umutu b'kli shlishi. You want to be machmir, that he's not a tavlin, do it in A, kli shlishi. What's Ramosha clearly assuming? That's not the same as a kli sheni. He says, I think you should be machmir, don't make tea in a kli sheni. Even though Mikra didn't, he probably thinks it's mutter to make tea in a kli sheni like Reb Chaim, like Reb Eli Prajnik. But nevertheless, he's machmir, but kli shlishi he thinks is perfectly fine. Mishnah Brura, like we said, does not hold this way. That long Mishnah Brura that I asked you to look at about tea making, now that Mishnah Brura is often misquoted or incompletely quoted. Obviously it's going to be incompletely quoted. It's super long, right? Who's going to quote the whole thing? But that Mishnah Brura, most people just always quote the Mishnah Brura saying that you must make tea essence before Shabbos. And then you use that to make your tea by pouring a little bit of that very thick, you know, heavy tea essence mixed with hot water on Shabbos. At the very end, the Mishnah Brura says, that's awesome if you do that. But it doesn't sound like he holds that that's really required Meikar Adin. Yeah? Yeah, so that if you assume that it might be a spice, so then it saves you a lot of problems. Right, but the Mishnah Brura is machmir about this. He doesn't think that it's a tavlin. He doesn't think it's a tavlin at all. If you look at the Mishnah Brura in Sivkal Lama Test, yeah, we have time to maybe run through it a little bit. So he says, I have to make a big deal about tea because everyone's messing up. Right? He says, Hine, Tei B'Shabbos. Pashut Baposkim Diesh Promishum Bishal, Ubimazi Diesh Promishum Skila, we're dealing with this Skila over here, Ubishogi Chiyuv Chatos, Valkenish Lizor Bomod, we need to be very careful. Ubavanosenu are Rabim, Rabim Nichshalimbo, Umakil Natsman, Bekulosha Inbe Mamish. A lot of people have kulos that are inappropriate. Valken Mukrachani Levaer, Ofnei Aheter, Ve Isabezeve, Ezos Hashem Isbar. So I have to explain what's mutter, what's also when it comes to tea. Hine la'aros mikli rishon al alehatei, to pour from a kli rishon on tea directly. What would you say if you were finishing the sentence? What would you say? Pouring directly from kli rishon onto tea, kadei klipa, vashal kadei klipa. And therefore, how would that ever be mutter? Is there any way to make that mutter? If you were to say that it's chumrei abishal, right? Okay, but it's not going to be that. Or it was pre-cooked. Yesh b'zeh b'vadei chshash av melacha, d'kayim l'mdei b'mvashal k'tei klipa, k'tei klipa, k'tei klipa, we paskin is b'mvashal k'tei klipa. V'kol shkenim yamidenu achar kach al atanur, or b'toch hakoch l'nat shiyah yad soled espo, especially if you're going to put that back on the fire. V'vadei yavalu k'liyam l'dei yasu skila l'idei zeh. I don't know who does that. V'afilu m'yirtza l'itei nes aliyatei l'toch hakli achar shiyah racham l'tocha. What's he talking about now? Even if you want to put a tea bag in A, Klisheni. Why would that be Asr? You have to hold this Kalei Abishal for that to be Asr, right? Because we assume everything might be Kalei Abishal. And there are some things we think even if you pour out of a kli sheni, even if you pour out of a kli sheni, meaning irik kli sheni, who holds that irik kli sheni is a problem? Ah, so we had that machlokas, right, between the Bach and what was it? Magen Avraham, right? Magen Avraham thought that irik kli sheni is like a kli shlishi. Right, okay, he quoted the Beis Yosef also. So, but maybe we should be machmir for that also. Meaning you could be machmir for anything. If you're looking for the chumras, you'll find them for any of these shaylas. So, efshar diyesh ba'alim gamkin chashash yisudar raisa afilu bofen zeh. Valken iskim achronim. So what do you do? So now you expect, if you've heard of the sheet of the Mishnah Brura of making tea essence, you expect now's where he's going to say that you got to make tea essence and that's the only way to do it. That's not what he says. What should you do? Cook the tea bags in Erev Shabbos with Irik Kli Rishon. So that the tea bag will already be partially cooked. Zeira mevashel k'dei klipa, because Zeira is mevashel k'dei klipa. Who says mevashel olvin? If Iroi is only mevashel k'dei klipa, because this is not kalei abishel, so putting in the cliche is not going to do more than having than what Iroi already did to it. If and if kide, if it is kalei abishel, Iroi klibishon already cooked it way more than k'dei klipa, already did the full cooking of it. Right, you have to be consistent. Whatever it did the first time, it's going to do the second time. V'yapoch beis Iroi satei heitiv betoch harotchim, mix it around really well, milamata lamata, milamata lamata. V'achar kach yorik es hasens l'kli acher, then pour out the liquid kedei shiyor yisharu alei atei yaveshim, and be left with dry tea bags. V'yamutu lo laros achar kach b'shabes alei mayim cham in mikli rishon, and then you could reuse those tea bags with iri kli rishon. That's what he says. Kivu shakvar nesvashul mi'av shabes din davar yavesh. That's a davar yavesh. It's already been mevushal. Ein bishal achar bishal. Even if it's nitzdanein, you're great. If you leave liquid in there, then you have a problem of bishlach or bishl b'davar lach. And then a few lines later, after he was already makil, that you could reuse a tea bag on Shabbos with irik li rishon. This is Mishra Brura talking. Vida, later on, vida da'af sheitarnu la'aris chamin aliyati va'kofi im nasan aleim me'atmol mayim ikli rishon. But don't put it back on the Kli Rishon. Because you have to remember, Iri is only going to be in Vashal Kadei Klipa. So that's all it got cooked. And then he says, and anyone who does that, Ein Limchos Biad Anogimbo. But I have an Eitzah Hamuv Cheres Mizeh. I have an even better way to do it. So what did Mishmur Paskin? It's mutter to take a tea bag, irik li rishon on erev Shabbos, mix it around really well, and then you could use that same tea bag a second time on Shabbos with irik li rishon. But I have a better way. Dainu she sakin esens me erev Shabbos legamri, shle yisarich laros letocha od rotchen lemachar b'Shabbos, ulemachar ke she yisarich lishtos yitein atsens hatsonin letocha kos sheshos sebo, ach shir mayim chayim letocha v'nasek lisheni. Here's my better way, says Mishra Brura. Pour boiling hot water into a mug on Shabbos. That mug is now going to be a klisheni. Liquid being poured into a klisheni is mutter. And therefore, you could take the tea scents and pour that into that mug of boiling hot. The whole thing is going to be boiling hot afterwards. Yeah, that's mutter. Poskim are not so thrilled with that for a couple of reasons. No, why might you be machmir even in that case? Soveya. Yesh b'shalach b'shal b'davar lach, but it's in the cliche. Maybe yad soledes. Remember we learned the machlokas before that maybe if it's yad soledes, even in a cliche, it's going to be a problem if it gets to yad soledes. Also. There is a discussion when we say Iroi is Mevashel Kadei Klipa. What does that mean that it's Mevashel Kadei Klipa? Does that mean that it's Mevashel Kadei Klipa Kol Tzarcha? Meaning, going back to what the Mishnah Berurah thought was halachically okay, to do Iroi Kli Rishon Erev Shabbos, then you could do Iroi Kli Rishon again on Shabbos. Why? Because it was already Mevashel Kadei Klipa. Maybe it's only Mevashel Kadei Klipa to Machmir Ben Jusai. So yeah, you can't do Iroi on Shabbos because it's being Mevashel, but maybe it's only Mevashel to Machmir Ben Jusai, and then what? Then when you do it again on Shabbos, it's being mevashalit further. Because we paskin not like the Shitas HaRashba, but like the Shitas HaRambam, that only when it's mevashalit called Tzarcha is there no Isser further Bishul. But when it's Kamachal Ben Jusai, there is a further Isser of Bishul. Mimanashach, he holds. Right? That if it's called. Yeah, but he is still entertaining the possibility that it's only Mevashel Kadei Klipa. If that's the case, then you have a problem. Rabbi Tzion Abba Shaul in the Tshuva, astonishing, says it's Mevashel Kadei Klipa, and we have tea bags. and therefore you could do Irei Kli Rishon on a fresh tea bag on Shabbos. Why? The klipa is
the bag.
There are holes in the bag.
Teeny
tiny holes. I don't know. That I don't think is widely accepted. I believe Mitzion Abishol writes that way in the Tshuva. What we have not discussed is Dover Gush, which Bez Hashem will discuss tomorrow. And then maybe we'll just discuss a little bit about the vias, Starbucks vias, meaning the contemporary coffee shops. I was just asked to write an article for the Boca Raton Synagogue Torah Journal. I'm thinking about writing an article on a coffee lover's guide to Hilchos Shabbos. So we could talk about French press and the slow drip and the Starbucks via and the non-dairy creamer for Shabbos afternoon. Right? It's a good topic. If only I have time to write it. Okay. Have a great day, everybody.